M. David Allen Carmichael on this Faith and Freedom Show. Today, I'm going to be talking about Obama-isms. One of the things that I want to do on the show is I tell people that we're not going to be talking about people like a negative way, character insults, things like that. What I want to do is take people who are in the news, and when they say something, to challenge folks, challenge our listeners on the foundation or the basis of what they say. Is it based on truth? Is it based on reality? Is it based on the Constitution, on the form of government that we have in America? Things like that. Is it based on the Bible? Is it self-destructive? Is it something going to help us? That's the kind of things we talk about on this Faith and Freedom Show. And say an advertisement. One of the things that I've been concerned about is we hear rhetoric about the equal, what do they call it? It's a fair thing. What's that fair thing? The FCC fair thing, where you got to be fair on the radio or television, equal time and things like that. Well, one of the things that I'm doing is I'm making sure that we're operating in First Amendment natural right freedoms of speech as a duty of religion. And then against there is no law. So what we're trying to do is stay within as much the kind of operation we want to have is an operation of freedom. Let me go ahead and go into my show today. One of the things I'm going to tell you what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about some Obama-isms. I'm also going to talk about the Chief Petty Officer Initiation. There's people that are going through that. I guess they call it indoctrination, or it's not even indoctrination. There's another word for it. It's not inoculation, but there's another I word for it we'll talk about. I think they're trying to avoid the initiation term. So we're going to be talking about that a little bit today, and a couple other things that are in the news and items of interest. I want to talk about patriotism today. I'm going to end up talking about patriotism. Today, what you're going to hear might seem quite biting, and I'm going to find there's things that I've typed down, and I'm actually going to quote because they're substantive, and I think they're things of truth that will ring true to you. So let's go ahead and progress. So if I'm going to talk about Obama-isms today, I can talk about McCain-isms next week, or libertarianisms, or constitutionalisms, or greenisms next week. I can talk about all kinds of isms. And because I don't care what kind of ism that people are involved in, they're all just kind of religious views ultimately. Because I think that I've noticed that every camp, doesn't matter what camp you're in, you have a tendency to start forgetting the truth. And that's my concern. And this is something that hit me today. I thought, if a political party, you got the right, you got the left. And what it does, it seems to me that when they start departing from truth and just start getting caught up in the political rhetoric, because they think it's going to tickle a particular itching ear. Well, this is what I see. It's like they're dumb oxen, equally yoked, pulling us all headlong to destruction. That's it. That's a picture I have. Dumb oxen, equally yoked, pulling us all headlong to destruction. So I reject isms. I do. I just think they're religious views. They're not religion. They are religious views, and they distract us from our religion. You're going to hear that kind of stuff a lot on this Faith and Freedom Show. It's kind of crazy. It's kind of something that nobody else is doing, but I'm going to go ahead and do my standard reminder that government is instituted among men as a mechanism to fulfill our duty of religion. And if it is not put together by that, it's not legitimate. I think what happens is government becomes just kind of like a dumb idol that we've created that can't save us. And it certainly ought not to be worshipped. But I say that government, to be legitimate, is something that we have created because we love our neighbor as ourselves, and it's instituted to protect the rights of the least of these, the weakest member, the most innocent member of our society, is why we have government. Because those of us who can protect ourselves don't need government. Those who are behaving ourselves don't need government. But those who need the protection of law, that's why we need government. That's why we need to join together and meet the needs of the least of these. So now let's talk about an Obamaism. I heard on Mark Levin last night on talk radio called Obama a Marxist. Now, if you don't know what a Marxist is, you say, well, that's obviously some kind of insult. But why would it be an insult? And I think that's what they do, is they kind of slam people and call them names, but don't explain why whatever it is they called them was a bad thing. Also, I see, Mr. Obama and same thing as Mrs. Clinton. I think they both have Marxist anarchist mindset. I don't even know if they know it. I don't know. I don't know how much studying they've done or how much they've just deliberately taken on a political stance or view or persuasion, after they've really looked at things. But we'll see. Now, what I want to do is the thing about Marx had this thing where you got to have the good guy and the bad guy, and that's why your vote. You know, we're for this guy's good guy and against the other guy's bad guy. Well, Marx would come up to this thing where he says, well, the bad guy is what he called a bourgeois, and he was a guy who's got a lot of money, got a lot of property, and he's basically sitting in his nice, fat, dumb, happy condition with all his wealth, and he got it all on the backs of those poor laborers, the proletariat that is working like a dog just to barely survive and still not very well keeping up with what he needs to survive. So that was Marx's perspective, the big, horrible capitalist against the proletariat laborer, the little guy, the common man. So you say, what's wrong with that? Well, it's true, sort of. But I'm going to bring a different light to this. In fact, I'm going to bring in a light that our founding people that founded our government had with regard to those who Marx might call the bourgeois, but may have property and comfort or other things. And it turns out that there was a perspective of the founders of our nation that there were those people who, because of the gifts of nature or fortune bestowed with them these benefits, have then a duty and responsibility to use them. There's other people that don't have the time or the wherewithal mentally to actually dig into this stuff to see that the government's operating correctly or whatever, or speaking in public or motivating people. But those who have property and because of nature or by fortune have been put in a situation where they've got time and energy and resources to take care of that stuff, they're actually there for all of us. They're actually a gift. They're actually a part of the plan for our own good and our survival. One thing I typed down in my notes is I said that our greatest resource that we have been given on this earth is human. It's human. So, and I put in my notes this note of why are we destroying humans when they're really the thing that's there to help us. So I'm going to keep coming back with this discussion of the bourgeois and the proletariat. And I thought about this because I was thinking about Obama and Obama-isms and why some of the things that he said are something that talk radio guys slam. Okay, so our political founders, our nation's political founders, they were guys that read philosophers. There were philosophers that advocated those of property as having the responsibility to make sure that good government was happening in order to protect, watch this, our religion, our laws, and our liberty. So government is in this order, supposed to protect our religion and our laws and our liberty. That came out of Blackstone's Commentaries on the Law of England, Section 1, Page 2. We come back, I'm going to quote from Blackstone. I think you will be delighted. We'll be back.
More chilling than Dr. Eisenberg's frozen castle of creeps. More morbid than Mr. Moriarty's monster morgue. Slimier than the slob. Coming to a reality show near you.
Invasion of the Autobody Snatchers.
Rated PD by the media manipulation moguls for predetermined outcome.
How did we get here?
What does it mean to exist?
And how do I know I exist?
What is reason?
What is logic?
And what is the meaning and purpose of life?
Have you ever thought about that?
If you've thought about it, then join the thousands already on the journey.
It is a long time coming. Projects such as The Truth Project.
The Truth Project is a life-changing small group DVD series. It's easy to facilitate, but it's going to spark some of the most challenging discussions you've ever been a part of.
Participate.
For complete details, go to thetruthproject.org. That's thetruthproject.org.
We're back after that Truth Project break. I want you guys to know about that thing. You can check into it, truthproject.org. This is David Allen Carmichael, still with the Faith and Freedom Show on the Eagle 104.3 FM for Liberty Works Radio Network. Now, what I'm going to do, as I said, we talked about, the Marxist idea, the bourgeois against the proletariat. And what it is what he's forgetting is that men are fallen. The guy Marx thought we evolved. He thought that we are going to actually evolve into this incredible utopia, this wonderful world by having where like John Lennon's song, that there's no religion, nothing to live or die for and all this kind of stuff like that, that there's this just marvelous thing that happens when all the property gets confiscated by the point of the sword for a good cause and then distributed to all the poor people so that everybody is on the same plane and nobody will have anything to fight over. And this problem was, is he doesn't realize that we were created in the image of God with a self-will, and that men are fallen. They're increasingly destructive to themselves because they are unregenerate. As again, I'm going to quote John Locke, because men are vicious, corrupt, and degenerate, we have a need for government. Marx didn't understand this. He's forgetting that he thought we were created and that we're going to evolve to this utopia. Our problem is we were created with great order. And because of our own self-willed catastrophes that we've done on our, upon ourselves, we're increasing to chaos, not perfection. And he didn't understand that there's a fix to this. There's a fix that is involved with how we've been created and the nature we've been created. It's created to love. See, we're supposed to love our neighbor as ourselves. And when we do that, if we have the ability to have stuff that we can meet the needs of the least of these, then we're supposed to do it, not by the point of the sword, but because it's a right thing to do. And you want to see our economy grow? Stand back and let's get people plugged into doing what they ought to do, right? And do it the most efficient way because of the creativity that they've been personally given. And then watch how our decrease of a need for government. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to quote Sir William Blackstone. Sir William Blackstone, the introduction to his Laws of England, the commentaries. It says, as every subject is interested in the preservation of the laws, and earlier he had quoted John Locke that says, without law, there is no freedom. Interesting. But those of us are interested in the preservation of the laws, it is incumbent upon every man to be acquainted with those, at least, with which he is immediately concerned. Like if you use an automobile. You have a responsibility before you go take this 4,500-pound thing around at over 50 miles an hour out in the public highways that you know what the rules are. I mean, for everybody's safety concern. So you have a duty to know the laws. That's a common law. We didn't need a statute that told you what all your obligations were. It was always there under the common law. But it's important to know the laws. If you're involved in a business, you had better know those business laws. If you're not involved in something, there's too many laws to read. But if you are involved in something, you have a responsibility. But let's see what Blackstone continued to say. He says, if you don't know these laws, it says you had better learn the laws, lest he incur the censure as well as the inconvenience of living in society without knowing the obligations which it lays him under. Now, what he's going to say here soon is really where I was going. And thus, much may suffice for persons of inferior condition who have neither time nor capacity to enlarge their views beyond that contracted sphere in which they are appointed to move. Now, his perspective was different than Marx. Now, Marx would call this the proletariat. He would call that the little guy, the field worker. You know, some called him the dirt farmer. Okay, the guy is moving the potatoes around. He says, thus may suffice for persons of inferior condition, not in a superior condition, which would be the bourgeois, would be called by Marx, who have neither time nor capacity to enlarge their views beyond that contracted sphere in which they are appointed to move. But let's see what Blackstone's perspective is here. He says, but those on whom nature and fortune have bestowed more abilities and greater leisure cannot be so easily excused. Hey, we've got to wrap it up for this segment. It's a Faith and Freedom Show. We are going to talk about the issues of the day from a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. We want to scrutinize what's going on before us. We've got to be ready for things. We've got to gird up our loins, prepare ourselves for making sure we're fulfilling our civic duty, and to not just get bent out of shape out of passions and persuasions. But let's hold each other accountable to that which is right. And that's our best mechanism to love our neighbor as ourselves. Hey, keep me honest here at the Eagle 104.3 FM for the Liberty Works Radio Network. We'll be back.